Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Also with me is the wizard himself, Nephew Corey Wizard. What's going on, brother?
What is going on, man? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Craziness in the NFL, craziness in the NHL, and I've got a lot of guys. A lot of guys slipping in the WWE, man. What's going on with that? That's crazy. I do want to touch on that a little bit. I want to start out with that. We know the WWE had the greatest Royal Rumble of this past Friday from coming from Saudi Arabia. And is known for not the 50-man Battle Royal and Braun Strowman winning. That didn't make the news. That was good. Not that Roman Reigns did not beat Brock Lesnar. But the biggest thing from the greatest Royal Rumble is Titus O'Neil slipping underneath the ring. Your thoughts on that? We watched Monday Night Raw. We saw if you passed Monday Night Raw. You saw Titus O'Neil kind of get like a little, I don't want to call it a little push. Now he's in the feud with Baron Corbin, causing Baron Corbin to lose in No Way Jose. Titus is out there slipping outside of the ring. And we talked a little bit earlier. If him sliding underneath the ring or going face first underneath the ring at the greatest Royal Rumble gets him a push, and the WWE now wants to get behind him, to me, I call foul, and that is a shame. That's definitely
a shame. So, go on.
What's wrong? It's wrong because this guy done so much other stuff. He's Father of the Year. He got entrepreneurial skills. He's Titus Worldwide. He's everywhere on social media. He's doing all kind of charities, always giving back. And the only way he can get a push is because you want to laugh at him and slide underneath the ring. That makes no sense to me. And I know it's about money, and I know it's about business, and I know somebody said, well, that's the character. He agreed to it. Yes, it is. But it's sad that we have to – that's the only way he can get a push or get behind that. The new shirt out there as well, merchandise, WWE's capitalizing off of it. Titus O'Neil's capitalizing off of it. But his talent speaks for itself. He could be pushed much other ways than instead of being the babbling, slipping guy at the greatest Royal Rumble. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know if it was a work or not, whether it was or wasn't. I see where you're coming from with the push based on his calamities or whatnot. And how do I want to say this? I mean, I guess in some aspects, some people would be like, hey, you take what you can get, whatever door is open for you, you get the story, you walk through it. I get it. So I understand if people are saying, hey, he needs to just go ahead and take advantage of what they're giving him better than what anybody else is getting right now to an extent. Now, and I get that. But, you know, also see, you know, the other side of the fan perspective is like, dang, he's recognized for all this other stuff. And the thing that puts him on the map essentially is him falling, you know. So I get it. I see both sides. I don't know where he goes with it, but he's got an opportunity now, I guess you could say. So,
yeah, I definitely get it. I mean, capitalize, strike while the iron's hot. Capitalize on as much as you can. I hope this helps Titus Worldwide. I hope not only Titus Worldwide, I hope it helps Dana Brooke. I hope it helps Apollo Crews. I hope it helps the whole group and organization. I hope they even get one more person in. I mean, I hope No Way Jose joins Titus Worldwide. It will be help good for him as well. Add a little boost to Titus Worldwide as they got a little bit of faction there. But nonetheless, we did have the greatest Royal Rumble coming from Saudi Arabia. Not a big – nothing really major coming from the pay-per-view. You do have a new tag team champion, which is Bray Wyatt. Raw tag team. Jeff Hardy retained over Jinder Mahal. Brock Lesnar retained over Roman Reigns. We saw Seth Rollins retain over Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, and The Miz. We saw Braun Strowman win the inaugural 50-man Royal Rumble, the largest Royal Rumble ever as the date. I'm going to say the largest Royal Rumble as the date. Got the belt. This is my thing. I didn't like the fact that he won a belt for winning the greatest Royal Rumble. it's useless. It was a design, I understand, it was for the Saudi people, but the belt is useless. Unless you can put the belt up every time he's in a Royal Rumble, it is useless. We talked about it on last week's show. They wouldn't get in the spot for a Royal, like the regular Royal Rumble winner gets for WrestleMania. Wasn't getting that. I understand the trophy. Go ahead, let's do the trophy thing. You know, it's bigger than the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal Trophy, yes. But a belt, I don't see it. Wizard, your thoughts on the belt?
I just think it was something for specifically that audience, or, you know, kind of make them feel special. I don't think it's anything. I mean, if it was anything, he'd have brought it out Monday night, and he didn't. So, I mean, it's just something there. I honestly think you don't need to look into it more than what you are. It's just regular. It's just there. I never thought twice about it, you know.
I thought twice I heard people talk about it, complain, oh, Braun Strowman got a belt, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, it doesn't mean anything. It's a Saudi Arabia belt. It's a WWE belt that they gave him for Saudi Arabia purposes. This king bought the WWE. Hey, I need y'all to come over here. I need y'all to do a show. We're going to pay X amount of dollars. Give my people the best show possible. You know, within the parameters and guidelines that we have, give the people the best show possible. They gave him the show. Some people saying it's a house show. It was a glorified house show. Call it what you want to call it. It was a good pay-per-view. I sat there and I watched 5 hours of wrestling, which I enjoyed. You know, you got those people to say, hey, house show, it was a glorified house show. We ain't really seen nothing different. But there's been pay-per-views that we didn't see any title changes. We got some good matches at this. We got some good matches at this network special, if you want to call it. Good matches there. Yeah, there were some botches, but there's botches on every show. These were just a little bit more so relevant than the other ones. But I also think the biggest point was that WWE was able to do a show in another country during the middle of the day on a Friday, and many people sat there and watched it live, or they watched it on a replay, which, in my opinion, sets up the fact they would have a major pay-per-view in the next 5 years, whether SummerSlam or WrestleMania, on the WWE Network. Do we get a WrestleMania in the UK overseas because of what happened and took place in Saudi Arabia?
I mean, you can on a Sunday. I mean, what is it? What is the time difference again? 6 hours?
It's about 6 to 5 between. I think it's 5 hours. 5 hour difference between the UK.
Wait a minute. What time do games start here normally? At like 9:30. What time is the games over there? What is it, at 4 or something? Like, it probably is about a 6 hour difference, I think, or something like that. They could do it.
And you ain't got to worry about spoilers. I mean, look, they're not selling pay per views anymore. I mean, well, they are selling pay per views. People do still buy pay per views for $39.99, which I don't understand, or $59.99, which I don't understand, where you can just take that money and put on the network. And you already got 5 months, 6 months worth of the network, depending on which package you buy. If you got an HD TV, the $9.99 is worth it. But people still buy pay-per-views. We're the day and age of internet spoilers, so you don't want to do it like SummerSlam was. So you want to be able to do it in a way that there's no spoilers, and I think WWE can do that with a UK WrestleMania. I know the UK fans are pushing it. The question, and they'll be able to fill out the arena.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They could do it on a Sunday. They could do it on a Sunday, and I'm guessing essentially they'll probably start here at about 12 o'clock. Cause you got to be mindful of their time too. So it's almost gonna start like 11 or 12 o'clock, in which you could do that. Essentially, I don't think WWE is more so worried about spoilers anymore. Honestly. I mean, one, they have no control over it, so they can't worry about it. But two, WrestleMania is going to be WrestleMania. You're going to watch it, regardless.
Right. You're going to watch it, and you know, and these soccer stadiums that they play in are just as large or even larger than some of our football stadiums that they have been to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can fill it out and make some money.
I think we're closer than what people think we are. I just think the viewership and the money I can't say the money because these people get on a plane and come over here for 2 weeks and just stay in the United States. So I can't even say that it's the money, but We're close. We're close. I'll just keep it at that. We're close.
Yeah, I think they're close. I think that they are definitely much closer than they have been, and I think we definitely get a major pay-per-view overseas. But speaking of pay-per-views, let's go into what we're talking about. What we talk about is the Backlash pay-per-view coming up this week, this weekend. The Backlash pay-per-view coming up in New Jersey. And, you know, once again, the Wizard will definitely be in the house for that one.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
For Backlash, we got they call it a joint pay-per-view where you have Raw and SmackDown together. You know, I'm doing a little bit of research. How many of these are they going to have a year? This is just a one-all. Well, the rest of the remaining year will be Backlash. Will be a joint pay-per-view.
As far as what are you talking about, the joint pay-per-views?
Yes, just the joint pay-per-views.
No, this is the norm now. This is the norm now. This is it's going to be – they're all joint pay-per-views every month now.
So they're only going to do the joint pay-per-views now. I wanted to clarify that they're only just doing the – every pay-per-view this year will be a joint pay-per-view.
Yeah, everyone is a joint pay-per-view, absolutely.
You like that idea? Or do you like when it was you had the SmackDown pay-per-view and then you had the Raw pay-per-view 2 weeks later?
I think they maybe only thing is I don't think the model worked 10 years ago or 12 years ago when they were doing every other month it was somebody's pay-per-view. Maybe it did. It didn't work to me. But,
We're not short talent. I mean,
right.
the brands are not short talent. They split
right.
The brands. And so you still technically have a lot of wrestlers that are on SmackDown. If you can still do a SmackDown pay-per-view, you can still do a Raw pay-per-view. And you don't have to cross and mix the brands or storylines. Because you have enough wrestlers on both brands. This, to me, will be the fine time to split it or to have your Raw pay-per-view and your SmackDown pay-per-view. Not that I don't like the joint pay-per-views, but I'm saying just because of the nature of the rosters, they have an opportunity. They should be. They can do it without shaking anything else up and have quality matches because of the quality stars that they have on the rosters.
Yeah. It's well, how do I want to put this? I kind of see where they're I have an idea about where I think they're going right now. If you notice, talent is mixed up, but also talent is mixed up as who's facing who from different brands or whatnot, but. At the same time, I think we're going to see a mix of talent each pay-per-view. Like, you notice, like, we're not really getting everybody. You know, like, this month, like, Finn isn't on the pay-per-view, and, you know, Dolph and Drew, and, like, KO and Sami Zayn, I don't think are on the page. Oh, no, I think they are. They're,
yes.
They're fighting,
yes.
Lashley and Braun, right?
Braun, yes, they're fighting Lashley,
yeah.
And Braun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Daniel Bryan is barely on this pay-per-view. You know, he's fighting Cass. So, you know, I think the talent is there, but I think we're going to start seeing it mixed up.
Now, this breeds... To me, the way I look at it, it breeds competition because you want to be on a pay-per-view. If anything, it makes people want to work harder to get on a pay-per-view, to get that pay-per-view money or get that pay-per-view match. Because now, like you said, this pay-per-view, it only has eight matches. As of right now, as we're doing this show, there are eight matches on this card. You know, so you want to be able to be on a pay-per-view. You can't have a battle royal on every pay-per-view, so just throw people in there. You know what I'm saying? So it breeds that competition to be on Backlash. It breeds the competition to be on, you know, Fastlane. It breeds the competition to be on what any other single pay-per-view, you know? So that's one of the biggest things there.
Mm-hmm.
That breeds that. So I think that is a competition. And we know in the Attitude Era, there was a lot of competition. So you think the competition is a key of what WWE's purpose was to drive competition, but also to cut down on some of the pay-per-views, brand pay-per-views. You know, some of the brand-specific pay-per-views that they had. So, I mean, look at talent get a little bit more rest here. You may not have to travel as much. Yeah, you're on a pay-per-view, but at the same time, we can split, we can meet. So I think there's a lot of twofold that can go with this. I just think, this, in my opinion, and I mean, wrong.
Here's the thing, though, Jim. Okay. I think what needs to happen, I think we're too focused on the brand-centric the combination of the two brands in pay-per-views. I think what needs to happen in order to accentuate the pay-per-views is that there needs to be more title changes or big fights on the weekly shows. That's what I think helps the pay-per-views. Because when there's big fights and all that on the regular shows, it makes you seem like, oh, okay, I'm getting something special here. Man, I wonder what I'm going to get on the pay-per-view. Because essentially it seems like you're holding off everything from the original model, I guess you could say. Let me backtrack. The original model of how the professional wrestling was done back in the day when there were only pay-per-views, realistically, you had your build-ups, the big payoffs were at the pay-per-views. Now, there's so many outlets of wrestling weekly, as far as even with WWE alone. There's so many outlets as to where they can put on shows, is that I need stuff to engage me in the weekly show to also satisfy the notion of me getting something big at the pay-per-view.
I agree with that, but I can't see Finn Balor, I'll give you examples. Like how they're doing Nakamura and AJ Styles. They're not really fighting each other single matches, maybe a tag team match.
Right.
Nakamura may interfere in an AJ Styles match. AJ Styles might be cutting a promo. Or Nakamura maybe cutting a promo and AJ Styles interfering there. I like that. That stuff is great. But don't give me Miz and Seth Rollins on Raw for 3 weeks and then they got a single match at a pay-per-view.
That's what I'm saying. See, here's what I liked, and here's what would have intrigued me about things, is that we got Finn versus Seth for the Intercontinental Championship on Raw this past Monday. Stuff like that is what I'm liking to happen. That way, that feud, while it's not going on television, what if they were doing AJ versus Nakamura, building up to it, and I guess I guess the problem is that there's no universal title to defend on the show.
Right.
Title could headline the pay-per-view. You can have AJ and Nakamura on SmackDown, and then all of a sudden, boom, you got a title change. Whoa, where did that come from? You know what I'm saying?
Right. But we don't want to pay Brock $600,000 for every pay-per-view he does. You're not going to do it. And I understand. And I think it's been well. And I'm one of those old school guys. I think I've been well where we haven't seen the Universal title. I think some of the matches we have got, I've gotten good. The Finn Balor and Seth Rollins is a good marquee matchup. I like how Samoa Joe, and even though him and Roman Reigns on two different shows, Roman's still showing his side. And before Joe left, that match was already built up. You see what I'm saying? Before Joe went to SmackDown, we already knew what was going to happen at Backlash, and they on two opposite shows, but we still anticipating the match. So I think you can do it without them being in the ring or touching each other. I think that the writers have to be a little bit more creative. And I'm not one to talk against the writers. I think they have a hard job. No, and as it is, as much wrestling that we do have, putting out good quality every week. So when it comes to pay-per-view, you have to get us intrigued for the pay-per-view. I think combining it together opened the door for more surprises and more people. So I think this is a good idea. I just wanted to know, if the brand split with more people on a roster, they could easily do what they did last year with two different pay-per-views for each show.
Repeat that question again, because I want to make sure I'm answering this correct. Because I think I know what I want to say, but say it again just to make sure.
All right. They had enough roster people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now they do, to have enough roster people where they can do two brands. They could do a SmackDown pay-per-view and it could be just as top level as a Raw pay-per-view. Because there were some pay-per-views last year that were SmackDown that could have been house shows, as some people would say. You know, you have enough talent now, that strong talent on the SmackDown roster, to, that it can really now set a pay-per-view by itself and compete with a Raw brand pay-per-view, and vice versa. A Raw brand has enough talent on there now with the additions and the shakeup to hold its own pay-per-views. And I know why we combine them together, but it wouldn't this be a better time for it to stand on their own after a shakeup?
Here's the problem with that. It's not an even playing field. That, and that's why I wanted you to repeat the question. It's not an even playing field as far as time allotted. It's as simple as that. Raw's given 3 hours, SmackDown's given two. There's more of the buildup that you can, that you're allowed to have on Raw than SmackDown. SmackDown seems rushed and forced when they put on their own separate pay-per-view. So I think combining them is actually helping SmackDown than Raw. It's more so taken away from Raw, in my opinion.
Got you. Definitely got you on that. Well, let's get to this pay-per-view, Backlash pay-per-view. And one of the matches that you mentioned earlier that has been added to the card is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking on Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman in this match. You know, we know that Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley have been teaming up with each other for the last several weeks, whether it was a tag team match or it's been a six-man match like it was on this past Monday night. Wizard, who you have here?
And it's gonna be who again in that match?
It is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman.
Oh, I thought you said it was a six man. That's all. I was like, who else?
No, I was talking about the six man match they had on Monday night. We saw Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman.
Yeah,
We saw him in a tag team match.
Yeah, I got you. I'm giving it to Braun and Bobby. I don't honestly see how they lose that. There's not any other outlying factor to cost Bobby and Braun the match that I can see. They're going to win it.
Yeah, Bobby and Braun wins this match. Braun is going to be on a good winning streak for a while. I tell him and Bobby Lashley eventually split and begin to fight each other. I don't think it's going to happen now. I think it happens a little bit down the road. It's too soon for that. But I think Braun and Bobby Lashley have a good run, and they defeat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in the Backlash pay-per-view. Next match we want to go to. Oh, my bad. I'll take that part out. Next match we want to go to is Daniel Bryan and taking on Big Cass. Well, Big Cass reemerging. We saw him this past Tuesday night beat up a little Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan, we saw him last the longest in any other Royal Rumble, whether it was a 40-man Royal Rumble, 30-man Royal Rumble, or a 50-man Royal Rumble, lasting in the greatest Royal Rumble over an hour. We see Daniel Bryan here. I think, and this is me and Brian Waters, shout out to Brian H. Waters, on this one, and we tied a discussion on this. I think Daniel Bryan loses to Big Cass. I think Big Cass gets the win here because WWE want to keep Big Cass as being a dominant force. They want to keep him running. Daniel Bryan can't win everything on his return streak back. I know he didn't win the greatest Royal Rumble, but he can't get over every week. So I think Big Cass wins here.
I don't see how anybody can pick Daniel Bryan in this situation, honestly. Not at this point. Well, you know what? No. Let me take that back. First of all, I am picking Big Cass to win this. However, I can see Daniel Bryan winning this just for the simple fact that you can always do the post-match beatdown to keep heat on Cass. You know, I can see Daniel Bryan winning this. I'm going to pick Cass, but I wouldn't be surprised if Daniel Bryan wins this just to keep the heat on Cass, you know, with a post-match beatdown. Because, hey, I'll tell you right now, and it's not even that early considering it's next month, Cass is a favorite to win Money in the Bank, I think, honestly. I know that's going way out on a limb.
I wouldn't doubt it. Remember, prior to his injury, Cass was moving up the ladder anyway. He had some skates with rockets on the back of him. He was moving to another level. He had just finished a feud with Enzo, you know what I'm saying? He was getting ready to get to the next level with his push before he got hurt. So I think they still continue to push Cass to that level. I can see him walking away with the Money in the Bank briefcase. Depends on who else is in that match. I can see him doing that, but that goes back to my point that I brought about the brand. Will it be a Raw Money in the Bank briefcase match? Would it be a SmackDown Money in the Bank briefcase match? Or will we have two separate briefcase matches, and with Money in the Bank will be three matches because you got to include the women?
No, you know what? Here's what I honestly think. It'll be mixed with both brands. Winner gets to pick whatever champion. I honestly think that's where they're going to go at this point, especially with both belts being, especially with the pay-per-views being co-branded now. I think that's exactly how the match is. You have one women, you have one men, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be dual-branded, and the winner can go wherever they want.
And you know what? I like that. That would be ideal. Ideal, but I can see them having two. That would be ideal, but I can see them having two just because they want to get all these people on the card. Because they want to get a lot of people on the card. But let's go to this next match. Carmella taking on Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Carmella cashed in on Charlotte on SmackDown Live. This will be their first time meeting in a singles match since Carmella cashed in. I don't see Charlotte right now retaining. I see Carmella getting the win with either feet on the rope, whether it's a DQ or a count out. I see Carmella walking away still as the WWE Women's SmackDown champion. I don't see Charlotte retaining, not yet.
I think there's a build-up going to where Charlotte is going to chase the title again with Carmella. I think Carmella wins this. I don't know how, but I think Carmella wins this.
Yeah, I think Carmella wins this. I don't know how, but somehow it just says Carmella wins this with an Oscar turn. I don't know, but I think Carmella just keeps the title a little bit longer. Before she gives it up. I mean, she can't have the title any less longer than she had the Money in the Bank briefcase, because that's the case to me. If you're going to let her lose in her first really real title defense, she should have kept the briefcase until Money in the Bank this year, or at least close to Money in the Bank this year. The one upcoming 2018 Money in the Bank. She can't lose it. Well, she can. It wouldn't, for my opinion, wouldn't be good for business if Carmella loses it this quick after getting it roughly 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, let her run with a little bit longer. Let's go ahead to Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. And this believable thing going with Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss is very good. If they would not have put Nia's side plates on Monday Night Raw, I noticed. If they would not have put them on Monday Night Raw, then I would say, you know what, it's going back to Alexa Bliss. I can't see them putting her side plates on this week, and then she's losing the title on Sunday. To me, too much work to do that. I think Nia Jax gets the win. She gets over, which sets up Nia Jax and maybe Ronda down the road. Nia Jax, maybe Mickie James, Nia, and insert the woman here. But I can see Nia Jax retaining her WWE Women's Championship and defeating Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss, to me, doesn't need the title right now to get over. To be over, she's always going to be relevant in the title picture. Let Nia Jax run with it just a little while longer before Alexa Bliss gets it back.
Yeah, I think Nia keeps this. I still don't see the capitalization of. Well, I do. I just don't. I think they just put so much in. Investing into the storyline of Nia, you know, beating the odds of bullying and whatnot. I just don't think that you should throw that away so quickly. So I think Nia wins this.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I don't see that getting out there neither. She beat the odds of bullying. You want her? She's the poster girl for this anti-bullying campaign and the PSAs that Alexa Bliss is doing. You definitely want to see Nia come out on top. Definitely want to see her come out on top on this. So let's go ahead and move on.
Absolutely.
The Roman Reigns taking on Samoa Joe in this grudge match. Grudge match here. We know prior to Samoa Joe getting hurt, Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe was in a bitter feud on Monday Night Raw. You know, Roman Reigns leaving the title picture from Brock Lesnar, going to Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe's coming back up an injury. Joe calling out Brock, calling out Roman Reigns. Said, look, that backlash, we're going to fight regardless of what happens. This one right here is hard for me to pick because I think Roman needs to win more so than Samoa Joe at this point. I think Joe would like to have the win. It would be beneficial for Joe, but I think Roman needs it just to bounce back coming off those brutal beatings that he took from Brock Lesnar to show that he is still the big dog, that's still his yard. But I want to go with Samoa Joe because Samoa Joe needs something in the company. He's been injured more so than not in the WWE than he's ever been in his career. But I think Joe needs it too. I'm going to go Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe gets the win here over Roman Reigns. And Joe has some bragging rights, and Roman goes into a little turmoil by losing his last three pay-per-view matches.
For everything that you just said was the reason I think actually Roman wins it. I think regardless, Joe's going to have a fresh start on SmackDown, period. Roman needs this win, I think, more than Joe does. Just like you just said, I think Roman wins it just because he has to have something, some kind of momentum or something on Raw. Because a year ago, Roman Reigns, I would say, okay, it doesn't matter if Roman loses at this point. He was there at that point where it kind of didn't matter if he lost. Roman's not the guy on Raw anymore. It's Braun Strowman. So Roman actually needs the win now, I think. Roman needs to win to kind of have something of validity or believability on Raw that he can win in a program. Joe wins this and he never has to do anything on Raw. I mean, Joe loses this. He never has to do anything on Raw again. He can start something brand new on SmackDown. He's not losing the beat. Roman loses again. I don't know what you do with him. I honestly don't.
Could you take him down the road that you took Cena now? When Cena lost. Cena lost, and then Cena won. And that's where I think Roman is heading because now it sets up the big match where he can go against, you know, Brock and get. I think Roman does take the Universal title off Brock. I don't think it's Braun. I think we get another one where it's Roman and Roman gets the Universal title.
Yeah, you know, honestly. I mean, as much as I do stand by my word, I do say Braun is the top guy on Raw right now. I mean, it's still Roman, but Braun's there. But I do agree with you. I think Roman is still the guy to eventually take it off of Brock Lesnar. I just don't think it's anybody else. I think Roman wins it because I think the reaction you want for somebody else other than Roman winning the belt is somebody beating Roman for the belt. I think at this point you're not going to elicit any kind of big reaction for somebody else beating Brock Lesnar other than Braun, but I don't think you give that to Braun just yet. I don't think you give that to Braun on any other stage than WrestleMania.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? You can do Brock losing the belt to anybody else other than Braun on any other pay-per-view other than WrestleMania. But for Braun to win, if you ever have Braun beat Brock, it has to be on WrestleMania. That's too big of a match to leave on the table. Now, that is one match, I'll say, that's too big to leave on the table for a regular show.
Yeah, that one's too big to leave on the table for a regular show.
But
I think it's too big for SummerSlam, too.
Brock, yeah, Roman beating Brock, you can do at SummerSlam. And if you remember months back, I actually thought what you were going to have was Roman beat Brock at WrestleMania and then Roman go on to lose the belt to Braun at SummerSlam. I really thought that's where we were heading. I think that's still the same track you need to follow. It may not follow the same pay-per-view, but the Universal title I think needs to go from Brock to Roman to Braun. That's where I think it needs to go.
I think there's a dynamic in there that's changed now, and that is Bobby Lashley. I think Bobby Lashley Bobby Lashley stays in somehow in that title picture. Bobby Lashley could be the one that could take it off of Brock. Roman could get it from Lashley since he can't beat Brock. And then Brock will eventually get it from – I mean, not Brock. Then Braun will eventually get it from maybe Roman or Lashley. Then it sets up Braun. I think Braun goes in to WrestleMania as a champion, and Brock may get it back off of him. I don't think Brock goes into WrestleMania, upcoming WrestleMania. And I know we almost a year out, 11 months out, we're talking about WrestleMania already. But I don't think Brock Lesnar goes into WrestleMania as a champion this year, as a Universal Champion. I think he's fighting for the championship, but I don't think he goes into WrestleMania as a Universal Champion. But
I think Brock loses it before then. I can give you that.
Yeah, I think he loses before then. Let's keep it moving on. Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton for the U.S. Championship. I think this is a very good match here. I don't see Jeff Hardy losing it, but I can see Jeff Hardy lose. I can see Randy Orton getting it back here, hitting Jeff Hardy with an RKO. Have Jeff Hardy sets him up from the top rope. He goes on for the senton bomb. Randy Orton gets up, hits an RKO. Randy Orton is your new United States champion. I'm going Randy Orton.
I don't think you give it to Jeff Hardy for that. I think Randy Orton is in a spot where it doesn't matter where he wins and loses. I'm going Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, well, no problem. One of the first ones we differ on.
I'm definitely going Jeff Hardy.
Okay, I give you that. I think I like Jeff Hardy as champion, but I think Randy Orton he had a short U.S. title run. I think he gets it back. Him and Jeff feud for the U.S. title for a minute, since neither one of them are in the SmackDown picture right now for the SmackDown Championship match. But we move on. Seth Rollins taking on The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. Miz versus Seth Rollins. 1-on-1 here. 1-on-1. Miz has opportunity to tie Chris Jericho for being the 9-time Intercontinental Champion if he beats Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins will continue to keep the Intercontinental Championship. As he mentioned on Monday Night Raw, we didn't mind facing Brock Lesnar somewhere down the line for that, for the Universal title, champion versus champion. This match right here, to me, is my match of the night or my stealer, the show stealer. I'm going to say it would be Seth Rollins and The Miz are the show stealer match of the night. You want to definitely watch this one. Miz put on great matches. Seth Rollins also put on good top quality matches. The Miz doesn't get credit for the work that he does in the ring. Everybody gives him credit for the promos. But Miz put on some good matches. He put on some top quality matches. I can't remember too many bad matches that The Miz has in the last recent years. But I think this would be a good match. I think it would be the show stealer. But I still think Seth Rollins comes out on top here as our Intercontinental Champion, and Miz falls somewhere down either in the U.S. title picture or he goes move up in the world title picture after AJ Nakamura settled their score in the no DQ match. Your winner that you have for this match?
I mean, Seth's going to win it because I don't see how – well, you know what? I can't put anything past WWE. My general, conventional thinking is that they're not going to take that belt off of Raw and put it on SmackDown because it's essentially their top singles belt. However, stranger things have happened, and the way these mixed-branded feuds are going, it allows for the thought of Miz possibly taking the Intercontinental title back to SmackDown. So, I'm still going to pick Seth Rollins, and it's another one of those situations where I wouldn't be surprised because they're already doing this in the sense of the majority of these matches are mixed branded. So, at least just about all of the title, well, two of the title matches are, or what is it, one or two? I mean, regardless, there's mixed branded matches in here. and it always leaves that door open. But I'm going to pick Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it definitely always leaves that door open. You got the mixed brand match. You have the Intercontinental title. It's a mixed brand match. I believe that is the only one that is a mixed brand tag team, a title match. It's an Intercontinental title. Rest of them is brand specific. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax versus both Raw. Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton is the United States title, which is both SmackDown. You have Carmella versus Charlotte Flair, which is both Charlotte, which is both SmackDown. And we don't have the Universal title on there. And you got AJ Styles, which we hear down the main event of the night. AJ Styles taking on Shinsuke Nakamura, which is a SmackDown match, which is a no disqualification match. If you saw the Greatest Royal Rumble, match ended in a double countout. So this one right here is a no DQ match. Anything and everything goes here. Final takes, winner takes all. Nakamura taking on AJ Styles. We saw AJ Styles get the win at WrestleMania. We saw a double DQ at the Greatest Royal Rumble. This time we'll see, in my opinion, we'll see Shinsuke Nakamura leave New Jersey as your new SmackDown champion. There's no way that three matches in a row Nakamura doesn't get the win here. Nakamura as champion, it's about time for a true heel to be the SmackDown champion, and I think Nakamura will be that heel that will be the champion for SmackDown, and I think he would have a good title run at least until, in my opinion, SummerSlam. Nakamura, WWE champion. No doubt in my mind, Nakamura gets the win here. What are your thoughts?
Man, if Nakamura doesn't win, I don't know where they're going. Nakamura has to win. I don't see how. There's been too much of a buildup for him to lose again. Like, where do you go with him if he doesn't win? And I think that's where you need to go. I think Nakamura needs to win. I think this is his time.
Especially with being a DQ match. To me, I look at DQ matches, cage matches, Hell in a Cell matches, meaning the end of a feud. You know what I'm saying? I look at when you put a gimmick on a match, it is the end of the feud, whether it's loser leave town, shave your hair match, whatever case may be. When you add a gimmick to the match, it is the end of the feud, in my opinion. And I think with this being a no DQ match, this has to be the end of the feud. The champion will go separate ways. These guys won't touch each other for at least another 4 or 5 months. Or whatever case may be, they will go two separate and opposite directions here. And I think it's time for Nakamura to go ahead and rise up and become your champion. And AJ Styles can do whatever he needs. He doesn't need a title. He can get a break. He can go feud for the U.S. title. He can do whatever he needs to do. It is definitely time for Nakamura to get the win.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the card there. You know, we have no SmackDown Tag Team Champions on this card, which, you know, the Blunder Brothers are those, which is good. There's enough matches on the card. There's no New Day on this card. There's no Usos. So, as of right now. So, you got some of your top players here on this card. Hey, Backlash card is going to be okay. Backlash is going to be okay. Coming in from your Prudential Center, Newark, New Jersey, this Sunday night, May 6, 2018. Catching on the WWE Network. It is a Raw and SmackDown pay-per-view. If you like it, let us know. If you don't like it, also let us know. Leave us comments about our picks, our choices. You know, do you agree with us? Don't agree with us? You can always find me at GFather7025. Where can they find you at?
Hey, at My Kicks Are My Fix.
Hey, My Kicks and My Fix, hit them up there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us as you do each and every week. Leave a comment. Leave a comment on YouTube for those who watch us on YouTube. Leave a comment on Twitter. Also, hit us up, subscribe, so you never, ever, ever, ever miss another episode of Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.